It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
For the Roses, time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Harper. Good morning, Harper. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. So you are part of War of the Roses, so that means that you have suspicion that your boyfriend Dante is cheating on you.
Yeah, I found some stuff that made me a little bit suspicious.
Okay, let's talk about that. What'd you find?
Okay, so Dante was out of town to visit his parents, and I couldn't go with him because I had work. I was going to feed his cat, and like, while I was in his house, I was like, let me do a little snooping. Why not? In his room, I found a second cell phone, fully charged. I couldn't get into it. It was locked. And an open box of condoms. And we don't use condoms. I'm like so upset. I didn't think I would find anything. But like, I found this stuff and I just don't see how it could be nothing.
I mean, it does look suspicious.
Very suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to call Dante up. You'll be on hold. You'll be able to hear everything. And we'll see who Dante sends roses to. All right?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Dante? Please.
Hey, this is Dante.
Hi, Dante. This is Vanessa with, and I am calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is 1 dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Free roses?
Yeah. It's just a promotion we're doing. It's super easy to get started. All we would need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Okay. I'll send them to my girlfriend. You need her name?
Yes.
Oh, her name's Harper Jones.
And then before I get an address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Maybe XOXO.
Okay.
Dante.
That works.
Dante, none of that was real. This is actually the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And my name's Gavin, and that was actually KD. Listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Harper. Harper, you're back on with us. You there?
Hey.
So, Harper actually thought that you were cheating.
What?
The reason why is because when she was in your apartment while you were gone, she found a second cell phone, and she also found a box of condoms.
I will say, Harper, he did pass our test.
Yeah, I do not buy it. Dante, I know you listen to the radio. Like, I think he knew it was you guys.
Well, okay.
Dante, did you know it was us?
I'm trying to catch up.
I have an intuition, and I feel like I'm always right about this kind of thing, and there's just, like, no explanation for what I found.
Well, is there an explanation, Dante? Do you have a second cell phone? And she said it's charged, so it's not like it was an old phone. And an open box of condoms.
I mean, let's just start with the phone. Why do you have a second phone?
I do have another phone. You went through my stuff?
I knew it was right there.
Phone. Right. Obviously, I'm not hiding it if it's right there.
That's a great point.
It's like they gave me a phone. I don't even use it. The work.
Who's they?
I don't know.
Is it a work
phone? My work.
Okay. So the phone's from work. Fine. Like, why is it fully charged then if you never use it?
Why is my phone charged?
If you never use it, why is it charged?
I don't know. Am I explaining how phones work right now? Are you kidding me, Harper?
What about the condoms? Like, what's
the deal? Yeah, let's talk about the condoms then.
Well, if we were using them, they wouldn't be there because they'd be gone. So since we don't use them, they are there.
Well, they're in the bathroom drawer.
Honestly, you're going through my stuff. I asked you to watch your cats.
Okay, I don't know that that's necessarily an invitation to go through his things.
Okay, but, like, we're dating, so I don't understand what the problem is. Like, I feel like he's
defensive.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. Harper, do you want to be in this relationship?
Yeah, obviously. Like, that's why I'm so upset.
Obviously?
It's not obvious.
Okay, because the thing is, it seems like you are really working double time to find something wrong, but I don't think anything's going on.
Like, I have a gut feeling, and I've never been wrong before.
I think this might be the first time, then.
Dante, you know what? Dante, I feel like we've wasted enough of your time. You can go. We apologize, okay?
Harper needs to apologize to me.
We'll let you go. Let us talk to Harper just for a second, okay?
Fine, bye.
Okay, Harper, are you there?
Yes.
Would you like to talk to somebody from BetterHelp.com?
Well, this feels very self-sabotage-y.
I've been cheated on before, and, like,
well, I'm sure.
I have the same feeling, and, like, I just don't feel like I'm wrong.
So you do not want us to get you any better help, right?
I don't need it. I don't need help. I'm fine.
Okay. Well, have a great day. Thank you for coming on War of the Roses.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We have to talk about something that TikTok is doing, and it's one of the many reasons why I'm like, ban TikTok. I think we'll all be much better for it. Doctors have had to come out and tell people on TikTok. They're going to them on TikTok and saying, please stop listening to just idiots on TikTok that are suggesting that you do something. And here's why. They're telling everybody, drink raw milk. Here's an example of just one of hundreds, if not thousands, probably not thousands, but hundreds of videos.
Here's why our family switched to drinking raw milk. For one, it is easier for your body to digest. It has natural enzymes and probiotics that break down the lactose, and your body can actually process it. Number two, it hasn't been stripped of its natural vitamins and minerals. And number three, it's a great source of protein plus a great probiotic for your gut health. Here's why.
I want to just tell everybody, none of that's true.
Are you sure?
Yes. Doctors have been coming out and saying that drinking raw milk leads to many health problems.
Well, here's the thing. Some of those things could very well be true, but they are leaving out the part that it is highly dangerous, that you have to consume it almost immediately, otherwise you for sure face health risks. And the cow has to, like, come from a pristine environment, otherwise you risk taking on all of the bacteria that the cow has in its body.
Raw milk can carry, this is from the FDA, can carry dangerous germs such as Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria, and other words I can't pronounce.
Yes.
Like, and I can pronounce them probably. The FDA can't pronounce them.
They won't let you.
It's, why do people listen to people on TikTok? Well, can Kevin, you guys explain it to
TikTok.
Me?
You're acting like it's just TikTok. People have been listening to people on the internet when they shouldn't since the invention of the internet.
I guess TikTok has made it so much more prevalent.
I feel like
TikTok
Instagram
and YouTube
was just as bad.
I didn't see this stuff. I still don't see this stuff on Instagram.
Well, Gavin, but it's an algorithm.
No,
this
I know.
Isn't where...
So if you are seeing this, it's because you like seeing stuff like this.
The raw milk thing seems to be coming from, like, the mommy vlogger crowd, like the crunchy mommy vlogger crowd that are like, I don't feed my kids goldfish. I make them organic goldfish because I don't have a job and I have the time to do that kind of a thing. And a lot of the raw milk crowd is very like poo-poo, turn their nose up at just other moms who are buying, you know, baby food for their babies or buying milk from the store. It's like a new way of somehow shaming other moms.
That's even worse. Somehow that's even worse.
In most cases, it means you have to have a cow.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys are watching weird people. My algorithm for raw milk, it's like a party thing. So like in Mexican cultures, I see TikTok videos where they're like milking the cow and then mixing it in like a brown cup and it has alcohol in it, it has chocolate, and it's kind of like a Mexican celebration type of thing, I think.
But why does it have to be raw?
Because most in Mexican cultures, they get it straight from the cow. It is less chemically.
How few people you're talking about that have
not
access
a few.
To a live cow?
A lot of rancherias do it.
And they have access to their own cow.
Yeah.
Kevin.
I've always wanted to try it.
It still has E. coli.
I know.
Salmonella.
I know.
Listeria.
Back then, we didn't have all these machines to pasteurize and stuff.
And we also died before we got to 20 years old.
Live a little.
No, it's the opposite.
What I find so funny is that there is a swath of society that really fancies themselves better than everybody else because they've decided to ignore science.
Right.
And they've decided to ignore, like, the people who, like, they are the expert in these fields.
Yeah.
And they decided they're the expert in the field.
Because they did their own research, quote unquote.
Right.
Anyway, text in your
people
thoughts.
People are saying exactly what Kevin says.
Period. See, I know how to have fun.
Okay, but how are you getting access to your own cow? That's what I want to know.
I know some people.
Don't drink raw milk.
You know some people that have their own cow, just go out there and milk it.
Yeah, you want brown or black and white?
Stop drinking raw milk!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
this would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call. Everything is
awesome. Katie has a story that is very near and dear to my heart. I don't know the details, she does, but I know that it involves stealing one of my most favorite things.
That's right.
Legos.
Legos.
What are the details of the story?
Okay, so cops did a 3-month investigation and busted a toy store owner who stole over $200,000 worth of Legos. It was 4,000 boxes.
Wow.
Okay. And these cops, they're like, why is this toy store owner selling Legos at a reduced price to people?
Because like a lot of people don't know this, but Legos are kind of like Apple products where they don't really go on sale. And if they ever do, it's like sanctioned by Lego and like it's like practically nothing.
Well, what happened was the toy store owner was buying already stolen Legos. It was basically this Lego ring where somebody would go to department stores, steal Legos from there, sell them back to this guy, and then the toy store owner would sell them at a reduced price in his store.
Fully knowing that they were stolen goods.
Fully knowing.
I believe that's called a fence.
Well, he was doing it to get drug money.
You know that there is some divorced dad out there that when he gets his kids on the weekend, he goes, hey, we're going to Crazy Joe's toy shop and we'll find something to occupy you. Crazy Joe scares me.
Well, he scares me too.
That's totally what happened. I will say this. It's impressive if you can steal Legos. They're not quiet.
Well, guess what? There's a black market for stolen Legos.
Shut up!
Specifically here in California.
Now, shut up!
This happened in Oregon, the story we're talking about, but here in California, people go to great lengths to be part of this black market Lego ring.
Tell me about this black market, just for, you know, research purposes.
Okay, please. You find somebody online that is selling them personally,
okay? All right.
Or go to swap meets.
Lego swap meets?
Well, I think it's just a swap meet.
Okay.
And then somebody's there selling Legos. I don't think it's a Lego swap meet.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you're the cops that are on this case, because they had to investigate it for 3 months.
Wow.
Do the other cops think you're cool, or do the other cops think you're a baby?
Oh, they're making fun of you the whole time.
The whole time, right?
Hey, how's your toys case coming?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Blockhead.
He's a drug addict selling toys to kids. Stolen toys.
Yeah.
And when it was all said and done, somebody definitely made him a trophy made out of Legos.
Oh my God, of course.
Or a little cop car made out of Legos. I would. I definitely would.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just going to say this.
Oh boy.
Let's say, not me.
Yeah.
But some morning radio show host in Sacramento, California.
Okay.
Really has always wanted to build Cinderella's castle from Disney World in Legos.
Okay.
But it's always been too expensive.
Like, how expensive?
I think it's like $450, maybe $500.
Okay. That's a lot of money for something that you don't know where to put it when you're done.
I mean, I know where to put it. My wife just says it can't go there.
Not in your dining room, right? You want to put it in your dining room, don't you?
Sure.
Okay, no.
Okay, fine then. In our bedroom on my nightstand.
Okay. So if a Sacramento morning radio host.
Not named me.
Right.
Okay. Wants to buy this at a discounted rate.
Right.
And now I have to go to a swap meet to do it.
Right.
So I'm guessing just like any other illicit purchase, you have to pad it with other things, like when you bought condoms for the first
time. Okay.
So I have to go to the swap meet.
Right.
And I can't just go right to Cinderella's Castle for Legos.
At first, you're going to have to get a Raiders blanket.
All right. I get a Raiders blanket.
Then you're going to have to get 3 Jesus candles.
Done.
While you're at it, get some what look like beautiful heirloom tomatoes.
I was out of tomatoes anyway.
Okay. And then... Oh, what do we have here?
Is this, oh, my goodness gracious me. Is this the Cinderella Castle?
From Disney World. Okay.
$200. That's like more than 50% off, good sir. I said that is more. All right. Cash. You don't take Apple Pay.
You don't have like
cash.
A Square.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
You are aggressive. Okay. Listen, worth it. I think that experience is 100% worth it.
To buy drugs.
Correct. For somebody who
it's
also.
It's not you. The person's not you.
You get it.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There is something very simple that you can do to living a better, healthier, longer life. Doctors say you only need to do it for 5 hours a day, and it's super, super easy. And if you know the title of the song, you know what the answer is. It's simply to stand up. That's it. Just stand up.
I feel like I'm already doing that.
New research shows that if you are standing for at least 5 hours every day, the odds of you having better cardiovascular, your metabolism's better. Everything is increased if you simply stand for 5 hours a day.
Stand
mm-hmm.
for 5 hours.
Cumulatively.
Okay, cumulatively. Okay, that makes it a little bit better.
And you said you think you're doing this. I'm going to say there's no way you're doing
this. Well, I didn't understand what you were saying.
What did you think I was saying?
I thought you were saying, like, make sure you stand within 5 hours.
Oh my God.
Within 5 hours? What a low bar. No, I am saying stand for 5 hours. Not all at once, but in the course of a day, you have to stand for 5 hours. And it doesn't sound like much, but how sad that
saying it doesn't sound like much? That sounds like a lot.
It's no, I don't think it sounds like much.
If you have a desk job, try to find 5 hours in the day to stand.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's so sad. A day is 24 hours for everyone. And we can't even fit 5 hours of standing time in. We sit at this job. Then we go sit in our car. Then we go home and we sit more. Except for weekends, I don't think I stand for 5 hours a day.
Because standing for 5 hours a day is unreasonable.
I don't think that it is. I want to do this. I want to implement.
I don't think you actually do.
I do. You know what? I'm going to start right now. I'm going to stand up.
Okay. All I want to see how long this lasts.
Okay.
Because you love it. So how long are you going to stand right now?
I don't know. I am thriving. I have so much room to walk around.
Right.
Now you
just,
do.
You're not just standing. You're actually pacing.
Maybe I'll pace. Okay. Maybe I'll march in place. Right. Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? Do you feel intimidated?
Okay. So it's been like 45 seconds.
I'm so healthy right
okay.
now.
Okay. So we can tack almost a minute off of those 5 hours.
Great. Good.
Okay. So you're going to stay on the rest of the show?
Well, why can't I do this? Why couldn't you?
Nobody's saying that you can't.
Why can't you do this?
I don't think it's good for me.
You don't think standing is good
no,
for
not
you?
For that long.
Why?
I'll tip over.
Why would you tip over?
Sheer exhaustion, number one. Number two, okay, I'm going to be very honest. Boredom? Let's say while you're in a work day, you bang out an hour's worth of standing.
That's right.
So what kind of standing are you going to do for the other 4 hours? Let's say you cook dinner.
Mm-hmm. I do that.
And you stand.
I'm standing while cooking.
Okay, so let's say that's 2 hours. Probably isn't.
Not
but,
really.
Okay,
no.
We're going to round up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Instapot.
Okay, right. Okay, so we only got 3 hours to go.
And again, we're already rounding.
Right.
See, that's the thing. If I don't go to the gym, okay, then I got a problem. Okay.
Right.
Because you can't. Okay. We've got a big problem in society, okay? And our homes were designed not for standing.
Yeah.
Because if you're in your home and you're standing, you either look like you're about to fight with somebody or you're crazy.
That's true.
If I'm, imagine you come home today
and
your husband's watching TV.
Okay.
Standing in the living room.
I will say he stands and plays video games standing in front of the TV.
Well, sometimes video games get you hyphy and you got
to
stand up.
I hate
up.
To say this, but you know who's somebody that, and because you, this is a lifestyle you don't agree with.
What's up?
You know who's getting their 5 hours of standing in?
Who?
Farmers.
Oh, I like farmers. They're fine. Of course they're standing. They're.
I think that I feel like you have turned your nose up. Well, you had to turn it way up because you were sitting on the couch at the time. Mm-hmm. But you've been turning your nose up to farmers.
Well, I just don't think that farmers deserve to be treated like they're service members. You know, like people are like, thank a farmer. Why?
I don't think anybody's ever told me.
There's literally bumper stickers that say "Thank a farmer," and I drive behind those people and I go,
"No."
It is definitely a thing, but you know what? People who stand, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a stander.
Thank a farmer has an entire day.
Look at me. Look. Yeah. Thank you. Thank a farmer has an entire day.
Not a. Yep.
You're so intimidated because I'm pacing. Oh, maybe now I'll hop and play.
You sound so tired.
You honestly sound psychotic.
I do feel like I'm burning myself out
right.
pretty
and you
fast.
Gotta leave. Hey, that's 10 minutes. Again, we are rounding up.
Oh my God. It's gonna be a long day, guys. Dirty little secret time on the wake up call, and we're talking to Carrie. That's not her real name. This is not her real voice. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Now, it's my understanding that this is about your husband, and if your husband found out that you feel this way, your marriage probably would not survive, right?
Right.
Tell us what your dirty little secret is.
My husband and I got married, and he has two kids. One's 12, one's 8, and I hate them.
Oh my God.
I can't stand his freaking kids. They're not bad. They're not bad kids. They just suck.
Or yeah, like, is it a boy or a girl? Can we ask what if they're boys or girls or one of each?
I'd rather not even say because, God forbid, somebody hears this and puts two and two together.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So does their mother know you? Does anyone know you feel this way?
Nobody knows this.
You're all smiles.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you don't have any kids of your own.
I don't. And my husband really wants to.
Do you want to? Are you somebody that just does not like kids?
No, I like kids, but his kids just
don't like those kids.
They suck so hard.
I know, some kids do suck. I know.
I honestly, and I wanted to have kids, but I've sort of secretly still stayed on the pill because I don't know if I want to have a kid with this man anymore. Because if this is how his children turn out, I don't know I can stomach it.
Hold on. Okay, so is this a double dirty little secret? Just to recap, your first one is you're married to a man who has two kids and you hate his kids, but nobody knows it. You're putting on the act of great stepmom.
Which you should.
But now you're saying that also there's another secret, and that secret is he thinks you are actively trying to conceive and you are on the pill still?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know. My question is, why did you marry someone if you couldn't stand their kids?
Well, you know, I love him. He's so amazing and he's so wonderful. And I kind of was like, you know what? They're young. They're going to grow out of this. But it's been a while. It's been a long time. And they're just kind of getting worse.
What else about them do you just not like?
They honestly, they just never shut up. They just talk and talk and talk and talk about the stupidest stuff that I genuinely cringe at the words that come out of their mouth, but I have to just sit and listen to it because it's mean to tell a kid to just shut the f*** up.
Well, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, have you ever talked to your husband at all about this? Like, even, like, gently footed around it?
No, because he loves his kids so much. And so I love how he is as a father. I just hate the children. And everything is great. When they're at their mom's, it's heaven. And I've kind of been like nudging that maybe they should spend more time with their mom because, you know, these are integral years for them and having that, you know, I don't want them to think I'm ever trying to replace their mom, God forbid, like, please go live with her full time.
Wow.
Dear God.
So, hold on. Okay. So even when you bring up the fact that you think they should be with their mom more, doesn't that cause a fight or make him irritated?
Not if she's positioning it like she thinks it's in the best interest of the kids. It makes it almost sound like she cares.
But that would still come across as a personal attack. Like, you know, if I was in her husband's position and my wife was like, you know, I think it would be in the best interest. I think it would be in the best interest of the kids if they spent more time away from you.
No. I think imagine it's positioned like I feel like it'd be in their best interest if they didn't have to go back and forth so much and they had more of a home base. If somebody said it like that, then
that's exactly how I do it. And he just thinks I'm being really selfless.
Oh my God. Oh. Wow. So they're young kids. They're young kids. What is your end game here? Just wait it out?
Honestly, I'm waiting for those little to turn 18. And I'm just hoping they grow out of these quirks.
Well, the good news is they're going to come to an age sooner rather than later where they want nothing to do with you guys.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
So I guess that'll give you a break.
Wow. All right. Well, there's your dirty little secret for today. That's not her real voice, obviously, and for good reason. I agree with you. This would probably tear your marriage apart if your husband...
Yeah, you can never say anything to him, ever.
Yeah, if he knew about this. Well, thank you very much for coming on the wake-up call.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.